Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Bill Robertson from the Department of Teacher Education in the College of Education, colloquially known as Dr. Skateboard. Dr. Skateboard, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you so much, Keith, for having me.
Tell us, what do you do?
Well, I'm a science educator. My background's in curriculum development, science education, and technology integration. I'm really a person who helps teach teachers to teach, but also to develop curriculum centered around mostly secondary education.
Okay, so now this acronym, Dr. Skateboard, that doesn't seem very academic.
You know, it has that kind of attitude, I guess, a little bit to it. But it has two parts. The skateboard part, I've been a skateboarder for over 35 years. It's something I do, something I enjoy doing, and something I do regularly here in El Paso. The doctor part is, actually, I do have a PhD. I've been a teacher, at middle school, high school, here at the university level. But it also gives me a pathway to teaching science and technology, engineering and mathematics to students by using skateboarding as sort of a way to demonstrate physics and math concepts.
How do you do that?
Well, the main way we do it is we look at sort of the connections that you can do through, say, something like skateboarding in your environment. So when someone uses a skateboard, it has a number of simple machines like a lever and a fulcrum, screws, wheel and axle. When you go to a park, you have inclined planes. You're dealing with forces, motion, Newton laws of motion as well. So there's a lot of ways to make those connections. And I think the main part is to try to get people engaged and motivated, really get an appreciation for science and how approachable science really is.
So this seems like you will go and give demonstrations of your artistic capacity on the skateboard and then try to put some science, physics, math explanation. How do you know if it's successful in getting people to think about math and science?
Yeah, so one of the ways, I've definitely gone out to the schools and done demonstrations, brought people here to the university and done the same type of thing. But one of the ways we tried to magnify that was to develop a curriculum that could be used on video. And so the big use of video is one way, along with activities people can use in the classroom. So those are tangible products that teachers can use that sort of introduce the skateboarding or BMX, bicycle motocross, as the hook to get students interested in a way of delivering content about these topics, but also to have activities that the teachers can do where they can do formative assessment about the students' abilities learning these concepts.
So how many demonstrations do you do on an average semester?
I've limited it as I've been a professor, because that's one of the important things we need to do. But, typically it's 10 or 12 a year.
So now tell me, most of us in higher education, we have students helping us. So do you have a cadre of graduates and undergraduates that help you demonstrate or think up new ways of proselytizing?
So there is a group of faculty members who are doing different things, I would say, trying to reach students using creative ways. Larry Lesser is a guy I've worked with a lot that uses math and music. So there's a number of faculty members that I turn to. Student-wise, we've had a club here on campus, and I've had students who've been pursuing their education and also doing these action sports. But to be honest with you, it's a lot of people in the community, because not necessarily are skateboarders necessarily interested in education, and that's sort of my mission. Is to bring those two worlds together.
Bill Robertson, Dr. Skateboard, it's been a pleasure talking to you on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. ¶¶